Hi, it's Mark Sankiewicz. I sat down last week with Caitlin Fritz, one of the 2018 National Association of Plant Breeders Borlaug Scholars, to talk about her work and why she wants to follow in the steps of Norman Borlaug. I also sat down with her mentor as part of the Borlaug Scholars program, Roy Cantrell. Here's our chat.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Fritz. I'm going to be a senior at Iowa State University, majoring in agronomy and global resource systems with focus areas of plant breeding and biotechnology, as well as Central America.
Caitlin, I need to congratulate you on two things. First, you're one of this year's Borlaug Scholars. Way to go. Also, late last year, you won the American Seed Trade Association's Better Seed, Better Life video contest. Before we talk about your career in the NAPB, can you give our listeners a recap of the Better Seed, Better Life video contest and what you did to win?
So last year they started the ASTA video contest, and it was kind of a way, I think, to a new line of communications and to get out new people in their careers or actually within their education and talk about what they're studying and to kind of spread what they're doing in a different form of communication. So I looked at mine on the work I was doing in Guatemala and biofortification in general and how I see that as a new wave that's going to be within plant breeding.
Working in Guatemala must be a great experience, to say the least. Can you give me the lowdown on your career so far, how you started out, and how you got to where you are today, winding up in Guatemala?
Yeah. So I started out actually in high school. I got involved with the World Food Prize and from there was lucky enough to be selected as a Borlaug Ruan intern at the International Rice Research Facility in Los Baños, Philippines. So I did 2 months there working with high zinc rice, kind of going through different laboratories, and saw that that's kind of where my passion lied and that's where I saw my future going. Working in biofortification. So I came then and started at Iowa State that about a week after I got home, actually, and from there have kind of progressed. And I was lucky enough to meet the founder and NGO of, or founder and CEO of an NGO in Guatemala, and he welcomed me to come intern with them. And so I spent 9 months living there, about 7 months working with them, looking at how they're starting a plant breeding program. And so I was looking at kind of how to create a laboratory in the middle of Guatemala and to create a breeding program. And it was a huge opportunity, great opportunity. I'm so thankful to have had the time there.
Can you tell me a bit about your major and why you chose it and some results you found so far along the way that really excite you?
So I have two majors, agronomy and then global resource systems, and they kind of pair well together. Global resource systems is kind of different. It's not one that's at any other university in the U.S., actually. So it's an interdisciplinary major within the College of Ag and Life Sciences, and it's taking your primary major and looking at an international focus. So you could be going into international development or just kind of working abroad and seeing how you can take that to the next level. So I found it as a really good pair together, and I've gotten my technical skills then from agronomy and then kind of the interpersonal skills. We do a lot of classes on like geography even within global resource systems, and that's helped me to see how I can work in biofortification. And I see the technical within agronomy, and then I see how it's going to help then, and it's helped to push me to keep going.
The Borlaug Scholarship, you're one of 8 selected this year. As I've talked about with some of the other recipients, Norman Borlaug made a huge difference in plant breeding and to the world. What's a difference that you would like to make in your field over the course of your career?
So Borlaug has been a huge idol to me in all of my career so far, actually. And so I'm hoping to start kind of where he left off and taking these higher yields that we're seeing, of course, with the Green Revolution, with wheat and rice, and adding in higher nutrient values. So I believe that we're going to get to a point where yield is going to be pretty stable. We're not going to keep increasing forever. We're going to see that we need to start improving in other areas. And I think once we get to that point, we're going to start saying, we need higher nutrient values now that we have these high yields. And that's kind of the impact that I'm hoping to make, is adding in these nutrient values.
Caitlin's mentor in the Borlaug Scholars Program is Roy Cantrell, a plant breeding consultant with over 40 years' experience as a plant breeder and geneticist.
She's very energetic. She's very passionate about plant breeding. Even as an undergrad, she has an internship with a corn breeding company this summer. So that's just outstanding that she's had hands-on experience and knows what it's like to be in the field and interact with plant breeders. So I think she's starting to gain focus on where she wants to go after getting her bachelor's degree. And I think it's going to be a process of her saying, okay, here's somebody that I can talk to. We can talk about various issues. I have, topics that if she wants to discuss topics, I can share my experience. She's very interested in NGOs such as what the Gates Foundation does globally, international agriculture, things like that. I've been involved in international programs, and I can kind of share with her what I've done. And, it's like, okay, this is kind of what you work on if you're working on developing nutritional crops or whatever. So I can share those experiences. A lot of it would just be me sharing my experiences and getting her to ask questions about that and stuff like that.
As an upcoming young plant breeder, Caitlin says it's all about being passionate about what you do.
Everything I think that I've done has been through just this huge passion I have inside of me and really caring about what I do. So I think the biggest piece of advice that I would have is find what you're really passionate about, find what you really care about, and go for it. And don't let anything stop you. Just know what you care about and then do it.
What would you say is that big thing that you care about that keeps you going?
I think it's always been, I grew up in Iowa. I grew up in a very stable home, very, very stable community. And I saw that others didn't have that same opportunity. And, I loved it, and I loved my life, and I want to give that same sort of opportunity to others and have them have that same stable childhood.
That's a great mission to have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.